First of all, I want the people of Ontario to know that our government will not tolerate, I'll tell you, they will not tolerate any gun crime of any kind, not now, not ever. And out of all people, myself, I know our Solicitor General behind me, we have zero tolerance for violent criminals. And I've made it my mission as Premier to target the thugs and the lowlifes that are out there terrorizing innocent people. Over the past 2 years, we've invested heavily. We've worked hand in hand with our law enforcement, which we support, and we absolutely love our law enforcement, to tackle guns and gangs at its core. That's the problem. And as law enforcement experts have highlighted time and time again, the only way to truly tackle gun violence is to crack down on the illegal guns being smuggled in daily at our borders. Put money at our borders. Our great people that serve the border security, Canadian border security, they're incredible. Give them the money and greatly increase the legal ramifications for these convicted gun crimes. I've said this over and over again that, you know, these people, they get charged, and what's frustrating to police officers, they're back on the streets in a few days. Or if they get sentenced, they get sentenced with a gun crime for a year or two. The problem is not the legal gun owners. We need to target the smugglers, and we need to throw the book at these gangsters out there terrorizing our streets. And the federal government has set aside hundreds of millions of dollars to buy back illegally purchased guns from licensed gun owners, responsible legal licensed gun owners. And I can't help but think that money could be put in a much better use, hunting down the violent criminals and stopping illegal guns at our borders. And I'm here and ready to work with our federal government and partner up with them to work with them to stop the guns coming in from across the border. And number one priority is, you know, let's really strengthen the bail conditions. Let's strengthen the sentences rather than giving these nasty criminals, these gangbangers, a slap on the wrist and they laugh at our police. Let's start giving them some tough sentences. Throw the key away with these people if they get caught with guns. Don't give them a slap on the wrist and then try to point the finger at legal, law-abiding gun owners and spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of hard-earned taxpayers' money for what? You think the gun violence is gonna go down in Toronto? Well, I don't believe it's gonna go down in Toronto based on taking guns off legal gun owners. What I do believe will drop the crime and start throwing these guys in jails, protecting our communities, protecting our families and our kids from these gangbangers. That's what's gonna stop it.